And if you're on your way to Sanderson Ford, you have time to get there before the bike kickoff. I believe it starts at 11, and the Skyliner Diner is open today. Not generally open on Saturdays, but you want to talk about going and getting a cheeseburger that's just that good old-fashioned 50 style?
Yeah, man.
The Skyliner Diner.
You know, that ride, they're expecting 750 to 1,000 motorcycle riders. The Memorial Day Harley ride, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. That's a lot of bikes.
And as someone, Rosie, that's not a huge Harley fan, I think you would make an exception for this.
Well, it's not that I'm not a Harley fan. I like the fact that it's a motorcycle and a product made in America.
Oh, yeah.
I just like, what makes me mad about Harley Davidsons are all the gray-haired, pot-belly, ponytailed, ear-ringed old men that think they are easy rider, and they refuse to let their motorcycle idle at the red light. They just have to crack that throttle.
Okay. Paint.
Oh, yeah, we're on paint. Oh,
but
anyway, those are the guys that drive me nuts.
If you got a bike, it doesn't have to be a Harley, but Sanderson Ford bike ride for Memorial Day. It's particularly for our fallen veterans. You know, we always like to salute all veterans, but Memorial Day is particularly for the ones that never made it home. You join the great men and women out there at Sanderson Ford today.
That's right. Hats off, hand over your heart. God bless America, and thank you, all you veterans. Those of you who have paid the ultimate price and those of you that are still with us, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Hey, let's take Jim, who's called in. And just before the break, we were talking about a internet game that PPG has up on their website where you actually answer questions and it comes back and tells you what color your personality is. Jim, what did you think? Was it pretty close?
Good morning.
Hey, man.
I love your honesty, and Baby K has always called you a bright child.
That's my mama.
It is. I moved back here in 2003 and found you on the radio. I think I missed three shows. One was the radio station shut down for some reason.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, a couple of years ago,
what were the other two
on the program?
I got to find out what was more important. I'm teasing. Go ahead with your story.
Go to ppgpaint.com, color harmony. So I did that. I took the little quiz, and it said, you're an alfresco 3, which is Scottish Highlands.
Are you from Scotland?
Well, no, but I'm Irish descent. And my question is, I've got one of those 6,400, you know, shades of white.
Yes.
Gosh.
Got to fix that, man.
Came with the house, but it's all semi-gloss.
Okay.
Do I need to go back with semi-gloss?
That's a great question. We're going to give you Joe Miller of Arizona Paint Company to answer that question. You know, that's like my rental properties. You know, we paint everything in semi-gloss so we don't have to paint in between tenants. You can just go in and power wash the inside walls, sweep it out, you wet shop vac it, and you're done, you know.
Exactly.
But some of my tenants say that they don't like wearing sunglasses inside.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Semi-gloss on inside walls. It's passé, right?
It's really, yeah, it's not as common as it used to be. You know, you can definitely go with an eggshell low sheen over semi-gloss. Sometimes, if it's a high gloss as well, it may take an extra coat to cover that.
Do you have to etch the surface before you paint? Do you have to TSP it or anything?
You don't necessarily have to, no.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a high gloss, a flat surface, it'd be a good idea to. Or, you know, you put a good coat of primer on it. But if it's got some sort of texture, it's going to hold.
Okay. And Dale from PPG Pittsburgh Paint, the reason I paint all my rentals for so many years was the high gloss was the only thing that you could get that was so washable, but y'all solved that in the last 15 years.
Yeah, the technology has improved. You can get very maintainable eggshells and flats, but I agree with Joe. Prep is the right word. either prime or do something to knock off a little bit of gloss if it's super shiny.
You know, for so many years, I would put such a high gloss, thick layer of semi-gloss. When you came back to repaint it, the roller wouldn't even roll. It would just slide.
Right. Exactly. That's why sometimes it may take an extra third or fourth coat to cover.
So, Jim, I hope that answers your question. We appreciate your kind words about the program as well as your success in picking the color of your personality at the PPG website. Thanks a million for the call. We were talking a little bit with Ruth Ann, our color design consultant. What are you guys seeing as color trends right now? We've got about a minute here to talk about what are you seeing that people are liking any more right now than another?
What we're seeing a lot of for exteriors is a lot of the darker, richer earth tones. They just look a lot more elegant and rich on the outside of the house. And as far as the interior goes, it's really a preference, but most populars, the lighter tans, you know, kids' rooms, a lot of colors in kids' rooms, multiple colors.
Boy, and not necessarily the entire room. I mean, Romy showed you a picture of what he did in his new son's room, the nursery room. I thought what you did in there was really a handsome, handsome look.
You know, it was all by accident, too. You need white ceilings. I'm a fan of keeping the ceiling white. Keeps the room light. I had a Memphis blue from my old house that I had left over that PPG met for us. It's just a real nice mellow color. And Amanda wanted to accent one of the walls and handed me the skirt from the crib that had a similar blue color and a brown. And she said, "See if you can match this brown, but it can't look like poop." So I walked into PPG, and the guy behind the door, I gave him my wife's exact instructions. He walked right to the line, picked out a color called Chocolate Kiss, and it all three just came together beautifully.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.